you know, I have a bar.
Yes, of course.
Mr. President, how is, are you?
Fine.
Yes, please.
Well, Chair, that was quite an experience for this.
Yeah, I spent another 10 minutes while he was,
I think what he said to you, honest, but, he's, very much, was fantastic what he said.
He said an interesting thing, he was the first quite young, he's a Russian, but, he was quite honest. He said, but I mean, very frankly, strong speech of the exposition, you know, pro-order, Nazis, and so forth and so on. The interesting thing was, he said, I didn't like part of it, but I liked it more than the summer, because he likes him. You notice that.
Oh, yeah, he likes Ken Canton. But also when he said, you've liberated Russia, but what you did to Peking, you are preventing the, you are enabling the pro-Americans now to express themselves.
Yes, I think that was definitely a smart man.
It's a Russian interpreter, I don't know how to.
For Christ's sake, I told him to, give you a copy of the latter part, if you can ask him for it, and she can. Because I heard of some things he said at the last time, if you give that to Mr. Darby, so he's one of ours, or can.
Sure, I'll ask him. No, I had already asked him at the beginning, but then I found it so fascinating, I took.
Note yourself, but there are, after you left, we covered some points, and I think it would be interesting to.
Fantastic.
Well, that guy was a Russian.
I'm not sure.
I already covered a couple of things, that I think are very important. First, we got to maintain, this, and I know it's difficult and very touchy and the rest, but we've got to maintain not only right, but responsibility of the, chiefs may have direct contact with President.
Yes, sir.
I think that is that, because of that, miserable little bastard of the Anderson papers, I know, but that, of course, raises some, the problems here and there. But it doesn't, as far as I'm concerned, because what is important to me is that, the chiefs have got to have this contact. You never, otherwise, you cannot, in a real sense, say that the President is Commander-in-Chief. Then, in a real sense, the Secretary of Defense is Commander-in-Chief.
That's the law, quite clearly.
I cannot call it up the law. But you see, they say, now the President is Commander-in-Chief. Well, the President is not going to talk anything about military things. So, he cannot meet his responsibilities as Commander-in-Chief unless he has direct contact with the military. And I think the Secretary of Defense, sure, we've got that set up for that purpose, but there's got to be some contact. Now, the other thing is that Secretaries of Defense will vary. They vary. And we understand it. But the Secretary of Defense is not elected by anybody. He has no responsibility. His Commander-in-Chief, the President's got the responsibility. Now, for example, that brings me, just so we understand, I'm totally understanding here that apparently it's delicate, but you can work it out. And Henry, when you're over here for a verification or some other damn thing, you just come in. You just work it out. And you don't need reports or anything of that sort. You do it. I don't want you doing this on. But I've got to have some opportunities to just discuss things and get it. Mark off on some of this stuff, or on whichever is the better global expression. Now, this is what you have to do.
Mr. President,
you've got to catch up, or maybe you've got to catch up. I'm a boss. That's what it's going to be.
I don't mind catching hell. I've already called hell for it.
Yeah.
You can depend on me.
All right.
You can depend on me. I thank you.
That's the way it is. I don't want to get any illusions that I'm talking to anybody about this and hate that. But my point is that we can. You got to go. Understand? You got to tell we'll protect you if there's any problem with the Secretary. It's Henry's job. The work goes out if he can. And if he can't, I will. But God damn it, we're just not going to have any. Henry, if I got this thing clear now, you understand?
Oh, absolutely. I would ask if you agree with the President that since especially so crowded that on the occasion that our contact coming here,